Fisheries are hugely important, particularly in developing countries, and estimates are that 500 million people rely on fisheries for their livelihoods. So they are important, of course, as a source of food, and they provide us with very high protein source of food, which is very important in food deficit countries. But they're also extremely important from a livelihood perspective. Most fisheries in the world are actually commercial to a certain extent, so the people involved in fisheries rely on it for their livelihoods and incomes. And they're often available in places where other forms of development are not available. So often in remote coastal areas, you'll see fisheries being the economic engine behind driving development and growth.
Now, most of the people listening to this particular broadcast are in Africa. And from what the FAO says and your report, 90% of the inland fisheries are found in Africa and Asia. What significance do they play in food security there?
Inland fisheries are particularly important from a food security perspective. Often the literature on fisheries focuses on marine fisheries, but when you're looking at fisheries as an important food and livelihood perspective, it's particularly important in inland fisheries in Africa and Asia. Often those fisheries are available in lakes or rivers or remote rural areas where other forms of livelihood are not available. They generate an extremely valuable source of protein, and they generate a valuable product which helps to drive and trade and support people's livelihoods in those areas.
Why are the fisheries so vulnerable to rising temperatures?
Good question. There's several reasons, and what really comes out in this report are the multitude of different impact pathways which climate change might have on fisheries. So if we were to talk about inland fisheries, certainly what is projected by the climate models is a change in the distribution of rainfall and change in the extent of glacial meltwater. So very large changes in the way in which rivers and lakes flow around the continents and fluctuations in lake levels. Now obviously that it's very clear to see that if a lake loses a lot of water or even dries up, as sometimes periodically happens during dry spells, in some African lake fisheries, for example, obviously the fishery shuts down completely. And with increased fluctuation in rainfall levels, increased frequency of droughts or extreme wet weather events, we may see further disruption of these systems. Also, fish are themselves sensitive to temperature changes. The first section of the report goes through a lot of the biophysical reasons for why fish are affected by temperatures, and there are various pathways to do with how much oxygen is dissolved in the water, the thermal tolerance of different species, and also the thermal tolerance of the ecosystems on which they rely. So it's possible that the food chains which the fish rely on may be disrupted by the impacts of climate change.
Now, we hear the urgent warnings about climate change, but the effects don't always happen right away, and sometimes people look at that and say, well, it's not going to be a rapid change, and maybe we won't be adversely affected. The FAO report is saying significant negative impacts on fisheries could happen by the year 2100. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, it is true that we are talking about the Earth's climate system and the associated ecosystems. There's a big delay in the system, so we have to be very aware of what we do now, how that will have impacts in the future and on future generations. If we don't take action now, it'll be too late in the future when the effects start to happen. But we are already seeing impacts. Because of climate fluctuates on a year-to-year basis anyway, and what we're looking at is a long-term mean increase, it's not possible to ascribe any particular extreme event to climate change. But what we can say is that the models predict that these extreme events will become more frequent. And a great example was the very strong El Nino event, which happened in 1998. And caused extensive coral bleaching and death of coral reefs throughout the Indian Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and even in the Caribbean as well. So that was a quite devastating worldwide measurable impact of high sea surface temperatures on a marine ecosystem. And in many nations of the developing world, there are marine fisheries based on coral reef ecosystems. Some of those impacts which are projected for climate change are already starting to happen.